G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Ewan Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, what an incredible week we have had, and it is only halfway through. The great news story of the morning is the fact that all 12 of the Wild Boars soccer team are out of the Thailand cave. The coaches, well, about 1,000 metres below ground, apparently. 19 Aussies, 90 divers in all, were involved in the operation. Divers arrived around 10 days in to the kids being trapped in the cave, and 17 to 18 days later, there is a happy ending, which is just sensational. We've got all the details online at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Shannon Knoll has received a shellacking during the course of the week after the concert on the weekend, where he went absolutely buntered, a member of the crowd. Now, one of the things that put a smile on my face was the fact that a parody of his concert rant has been made into a song with the backing track of What About Me. It's a song that I cannot play on radio because, well, let's face it, if you saw any of Shannon Knoll's rant, he put way too many F-bombs into that to ever make it to radio. But I did get a giggle out of it, and a mate of mine works in radio. He sent it to me. He said, how about you play that tomorrow morning? I went, maybe not. I don't think my boss would like it. On 963 Triple M, it is one of the things that's making news this morning. We will keep you up to date with other things that are going on. Melbourne Zoo is in the news. I was fascinated by a brand new website, which is out. I didn't know this sort of thing existed. I'm going to tell you about it soon.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
And a big good morning to you, wherever you are across the Limestone Coast this morning. It's great to have your company. 17 after 6. It's a big good morning to Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, police are calling for locals to stay safe on our roads. Cave Divers Association have released a statement shedding light on some of the conditions faced by rescuers in northern Thailand. Locals are being reminded to never give out personal details as an NBN scam makes the rounds. And Narracourt Lucendale Council have announced the return of the Narracourt Toy Library. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, on 963 Triple M, I get to read an awful lot of news during the course of my day, and every now and again, there is truly some disturbing news that that reaches the light of day. And there's an article that I saw yesterday afternoon, which I think is truly disturbing, and it's all about the late great Michael Jackson. Now, Michael obviously had his flaws, but he was an incredible artist. And one of the things that is being talked about today is the fact that apparently his late father chemically castrated him to keep his voice, that high pitch that we know from the music of Michael Jackson. And to think that something like that is possible is truly a tragedy, and just goes to show that you never really know what may or may not be happening in somebody's world. The face that we show the public is always something completely different to what may be going on behind the scenes. And it's a truly disturbing story that is making news today, although there is not much detail on it, which I suppose is a good thing.
Ewan Grant.
Now on 963 Triple M, don't forget you can always catch up with what happens on The Brekkie Show. You can jump online to triplem.com.au. While you're there, you can check out all the best music news. You can check out all the national news and local news that's going on around the country and here in the Limestone Coast as well. The big story of the day, of course, is about the Wild Boar soccer team. The kids are out, their soccer coach too, and that is just sensational. We've got all the details online for you this morning. While you are online, make sure you become a member of the Triple M Club. We give you the chance right now at 5 nights on the Gold Coast on us, which is great. You can find out the details online.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
One of the things that I was reading yesterday afternoon, Northern Territory Parks and Wildlife Rangers have been doing their own version of Crocodile Dundee. They caught a record 4.7-metre saltwater crocodile in Katherine. It took place in the last 48 hours. It took 10 years for the rangers to finally catch the biggest croc in the Catherine River. And that is that's a pretty amazing story. Weighing in at a whopping 600 kilograms, it was an absolute monster, 4.7 meters, a salty. And I find it hard to believe that the Northern Territory Parks and Wildlife spent 10 years tracking this croc down. Not to mention the sheer size of the thing. 4.7 meters is hard to put into to any sort of form of length unless you've got a tape measure with you. And to think that it's 600 kilograms is just incredible. You and Graham. The airport upgrade is still making news. So many people incredibly excited about it, and I am one of them. It's a $9.2 million project. There was a grant from the federal government that was announced yesterday, $3.5 million from the Building Better Regions Fund. The front page of the Border Watch today is all about high praise for the project. And there's some interesting reading in the pages of the Border Watch today, because the money is going to go to the main runway extension, to expanding and refurbishing the terminal, to an internal baggage carousel, the construction of a heavy aircraft apron, and covered passenger drop-off zone, which is all very, very cool. And the interesting reading, though, comes from Rex Airlines. Rex have written a letter to the people of the Limestone Coast, I suppose, to the Border Watch. And one of the things that they have said is that since 2004, 19 regional airlines have closed their doors and shut air services to regional communities. Only last week, SA-based operator Ross Air ceased operation. Now, they reckon that that by improving services like out at the airport and increasing the cost to regional operators, then regional operators are then forced to the wall. I'm not saying that's something that's going to happen to Rex. I think they're probably in a very good business position. But it does make you wonder that that so many regional airlines have closed their doors and shut air services. I thought it was a fascinating statistic. Now, on 963 Triple M, I want to bring up some more interesting points about the airport upgrade later on this morning. And I want to know what your thoughts are, whether you think it's a good idea, whether you think that it's something that may not necessarily be good for the Limestone Coast community. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 13 2710 is the number to call.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
News from the national news team. Mission over. The entire soccer team and their coach have been bought out of the flooded cave. I'll talk more about it after 7 this morning, because there's some interesting points that I want to bring up in regards to what was just an incredibly complex rescue mission. Apparently, Hollywood producers are already on the scene plotting a movie project about the Wild Boars youth soccer team. It won't be long before we see that on our screens, I can guarantee.
You and Grant for breakfast.
On 963 Triple M, don't forget you can jump online to triplem.com.au. There you can become a member of the Triple M Club. It's really easy to do, taking about 5 minutes. And once you have become a member of the Triple M Club, you get the chance to influence the music that you hear right here on the Limestone Coast Triple M. Plus, you get the chance at some pretty amazing prizes. Right now, we are giving you the opportunity at 5 nights on the Gold Coast, Altigua Air on Broadbeach, on us. You can find out all the details online. And if you're wondering what the view from Altigua Air on Broadbeach is like, jump online to our Facebook page, because there is an amazing photo there, let me tell you. I would love to spend 5 nights on the Gold Coast, and I'm sure you would too, escaping the weather that, well, is happening here in the Limestone Coast today. Jump online, check it out, triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. G'day, it's Ewan. Great to have your company this morning. One of the truly monumental stories of the week, if not the year, is the rescue of the Wild Boar soccer team that has been unfolding during the course of the week. Overnight, we found out that the entire soccer team and their coach had been rescued from the Thailand cave. And Max Fulcher from Channel 7 News has been one of the many reporters from across the globe who have done their best to keep us up to date with all the details. This morning, Max talked to the team here at Triple M. And here is just some of what he had to say about the rescue effort.
this is just a wonderful achievement. But I will say there is, of course, some sadness in this.
Yeah.
Obviously, we lost a former Thai Navy SEAL diver who was helping with the operation and perished when he ran out of oxygen. So that can't be forgotten in all of this. There was also something that didn't go widely reported. Do you remember very early in the piece they were exploring the option of drilling down from the mountainside into the tunnel from above? Mm. Well, that operation was ongoing, and a four-wheel drive loaded with five people actually slipped off the muddy road and crashed, and five people got injured in that crash. So it wasn't without its problems, this operation, but all things considered, it's probably about as good an outcome as anyone could have hoped for.
On 963 Triple M, scenes of jubilation in Thailand today, as there should be, but a number of people have been affected as a result of the multinational operation to save these kids, and you've got to spare a thought for the Navy SEAL who lost his life and the family that he left behind.
Ewan Grant for breakfast.
It is Triple M. It's 13 after 7. It's going to be a wet day in the Limestone Coast today as the school holidays continue. Hopefully tomorrow it's going to clear up a little bit and be a sunny day though, which would be nice. Some thunderstorms, some hail, some showers and cloudy conditions are going to be the order of the day today, and we're only going to get to a top of around 12. On 963 Triple M, one of the big stories that's going around is, of course, the World Cup. It's underway. Australia are out of it. But as the World Cup final gets set to happen, Aldi in the UK are apparently letting staff finish early, which is just a quirky story that I came up with this morning. One of the other interesting stories of the day, because the World Cup is on, so many people are interested in what is happening in the world of soccer. Cristiano Ronaldo is making headlines across the globe overnight because he's bringing a 9-year spell with Real Madrid to an end. He's apparently joining Italian champions Juventus, and it's a $175 million contract, which is just amazing. $157 million to play soccer with another European giant. Just incredible. On 963 Triple M, stuff happening closer to home. It is time to say good morning to Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, police are calling for locals to stay safe on our roads. Cave Divers Association have released a statement shedding light on some of the conditions faced by rescuers in northern Thailand. Locals are being reminded to never give out personal details as an NBN scam makes the rounds. And Narracourt Lucendale Council have announced the return of the Narracourt Toy Library. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Hey, just talking about scams, by the way, I was down at Coles a couple of weeks ago, and I was just at the front counter, and they've got a fantastic little flyer about scams and about the things that scammers do to try and get money out of you and I. And I just thought it was absolutely sensational that they had something like that in store to warn people.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
As human beings, we talk about some really strange things. I know when I catch up with mates, the conversation tends to circle everything from politics to religion and everything in between. And every now and again, you have conversations about the idea of having that one single idea that's going to make you rich. And you see all sorts of products that come out these days and all sorts of apps and websites that are available to us at the touch of a button. And you go, wow, that was such a good idea. Why can't I come up with something like that? Now, this morning I was reading in the news that there is apparently a website, which, look, it may or may not make any money whatsoever, but I thought it was rather interesting. There is a flu tracking website to monitor influenza hotspots near you. Now, somebody has thought about that and thought, that's an idea. That's something that everybody's going to want to know about. And I just find that remarkable. On 963 Triple M, you might have to do a bit of a Google search later on today to see if you can find it.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
963 Triple M. Spencer Tunick has been in Melbourne during the course of the week. Over a number of years, he has managed to convince so many people across the globe to get their kit off, to go naked for some incredible shots at iconic places, one of which was the Sydney Opera House. Now, this week, there's a change between the Sydney Opera House and the top of a Woolworths car park. But Having said that, Spencer Tunick was on the top of a Woolworths car park this week in Melbourne, and he was taking some incredibly beautiful shots, which he tends to do with the human form. But one of the things that I wanted to know as a result of that is, would you get your kid off for art? Would you, if you were in a city that Spencer Tunick was taking photos at, would you be brave enough to take your gear off? I mean, I have so many issues with my body. It's not funny. So I'm not sure I would. I think I hope that I would, because it's art at the end of the day. You may not agree with the fact that it's art, but it is art. And I would like to think that I'd be brave enough, especially if, you know, 1,000 other people were doing exactly the same thing, that that you'd be able to get your kid off and participate. But I'm really not sure at the end of the day whether I'd be able to. It's a bit like, and this is a strange analogy, but it's a bit like jumping out of a plane. I have always said that I would love to go skydiving. I'd love to jump out of a plane. But I've always said I'd need to bring my best mate with me, because he would need to push me. It's that last step. It's that last point. And I think I'd get to that point where I'd go, no, I don't think I really want to take my clothes off. This has been a great idea, but I'm going now, type of thing. So I'd love to hear from you. I put a post up last night on Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. I would love to know whether you'd be brave enough to do it, because I'm not sure I would.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
We do indeed. Milo, good morning.
Good morning, Huey, and good morning, fellow coasters out there in Radioland.
Now, sport-wise, what's going on?
Well, on the big scene, talking Aussie rules, following on from the under-18s win at the National Carnival over the Big V, we've got the 16s, and they're up in sunny Queensland. That's where everyone is at the moment playing sport, including a lot of our talented basketballers. Now, last Monday, the South Aussies knocked off Vic Country by 42 points, and we have a group of the Limestone Coast Southeast boys involved from Kingston, Hagen Wright. He had a good game, 19 possessions. And Luke Pedler, also from Kingston. And that's a big plus for Kingston. Two boys from that neck of the woods in the state under 16 footy team. He was in the best players. And Will Schreiber from Keith, he played a serviceable game. So they're doing everything right to put themselves up front. And no doubt the AFL scouts are there having a look for future picks right down the track, trying to get the jump on each other. Now, at the Gabba on Friday the 13th, you'll have to start all that on the radio. All that'll come out for the rest of the week, Huey. The Metro team from Victoria will do battle with SA, and that'll probably decide who's the national champions. So good luck to those boys, and we'll keep an eye on the results from that. Just going back to the under-18s, of course, Lucindale's Will Gould was a part of the under-18 state team that knocked off the Big V at Etihad last week. Well, I'm going to round him up and have a chat to him on the Ray White-Kidley Know-It-Alls footy show on Friday. Staying on footy and with a bit of an AFL flavour, South Gambia Football Club presents on Monday the 30th of July at 7:30 p.m. a sportsman's night with Richmond's Jack Ruvolt. Show me the money. Tickets are $40 pre-purchase or $50 at the door. See the club's Facebook site for full details. So particularly if you're a Tiger, get along and see Jack. Now, Huey, as you intimated earlier, we'll come back later on and we'll have a chat to Bess Searle talking Limestone Coast to Southeast basketball. And, of course, we'll recap last week's games and get a bit of an update on how our youngsters are going that are in the under-16 basketball side in Queensland at the Nationals, boys and girls. And later on we'll catch up with Frank Wilcox, who's probably banking a bit of sleep because the Poms are going to...
getting set for the World Cup final.
They're getting ready to take on Croatia. And what surprises will that throw up? Of course, France beating Belgium 1-0 overnight. So, and of course, we'll talk local sport because that's what we're all about here at Triple M.
There were some interesting photos just talking the World Cup over the last couple of days, because when England last played, there was literally nobody on the streets. Everybody was home watching the soccer.
Well, I hope it gives a meaning for life.
Absolutely.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M. Keeping country sport alive, of course. The sport is basketball, South East Coast Basketball League. Regular commentator. Good morning, Bess Searle.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners.
Now, we're heading towards finals. We had a round last week. A-grade men, Bulldogs Blue, 112 over the ton. Simon Birkfield, 39. Lockie Hunter, 32. They defeated Panthers, 51. Kurt Rhodas, 24. But no doubt there's a reason for Panthers' scoreline.
Yes, certainly they were missing some players. But by the same token, it was a very impressive display led by Simon Birkfield and Lockie Hunter. And I think they've certainly shown that they're going to be the side to beat come finals time in August, September, Milo.
Talking finals, Bulldogs Red 82, very even spread in the scoring there. They defeated Roos 76, Matty Sutton leading from the front 27 and Jack Worth 23.
Yes, that was an example of where your depth of ability in players against one or two that stand out. And hasn't Matt Sutton been a great bonus for Roos, bringing along young kids like Jack Worth and Brody Jolly along, Milo?
You don't have to make a comment, but I'll throw it in. Long term, Matty Sutton could coach the Pioneers. We'll leave it at that. Cougars 74, Braden Uzi, who's still home from Canada, big 30, so he's been worth his return. Defeated Cats 59, Josh Murphy 26, and he is a developing player at the next level.
Yes, he certainly is. And going back to Cougars, it's been a great boost for Cougars to have Braden Uzi suiting up, and he's doing all the right things and certainly getting wins on the board for Cougars.
A-grade women, Bulldogs 20, well, they won on a forfeit for Panthers, and no doubt there's a reason for that.
Yes, it's just lack of players available for that particular Wednesday night with school visits, national championships, and we have so many of these talented young players that play lots of sports and involved in lots of activities that they just didn't have time for their basketball on Wednesday night.
And Saints and Cats are a good example of that. Now, talking under 16s, there's no games this week because of the school holidays. Just a quick report on where the men and the women's teams are in Queensland at this stage of the competition.
Well, it's an outstanding effort by the under 16 SA Country boys, coached by Dan Stratford. They're sitting at the moment in second spot going into finals playoffs later today, and that's been an outstanding job. Their only loss has been to Victoria Metro. They've won some tough games, but they've been able to put it together at the right time. So it's well done, particularly to our three Limestone Coast kids, in Harry McGuinness, Sam Thompson and Ollie Thompson. They've done a fantastic job and been key players in their wins so far. With the girls, Milo, it's a bit of a sad story. They took a while to get started, but then had some very good games, but they've lost two of their key players through injury. I'm not sure whether they're long-term or just a day or two, but to lose two players with knee injuries has certainly dented their chances of playing off higher up the table come finals time today, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that's sport. That's the other side of sport, and you find out about yourself when you do get injured. Beth, as always, thanks for your courage, and you enjoy the break for school holidays.
Thank you very much, Milo.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
There's been lots of talk about the airport upgrade in the last 24 hours, and it really is sensational news. You all know that I am a champion for everything that's a good news story in the Limestone Coast, but there's one thing that gets my hackles up, and that is our reliance as a community here in the Limestone Coast about the statement that is that Mount Gambier is the second largest city in SA. I think that we bandy that statement around as a bit of a cop-out, as if to say we deserve more, we should have better services, better infrastructure. And the mayor is a prime candidate of that because he's quoted in the paper as saying that it should bring recognition that we are the second largest city in SA. Now, there shouldn't be a case in point for that at all. It's a fact that we are the second largest city in SA. I think we as a community, though, should do more to prove that we are worthy of that mantle, to prove that we are the best place to live in what is most of the time a sensational state, to bring people to our community, to make them want to be part of what is a vibrant little corner of the southeast. And having the airport upgrade is going to be a fantastic part of that. One of the big questions that I have in regards to that, though, is will the airport upgrade mean that there's going to be higher taxes for the Grant Council? Will the increase in infrastructure of the airport mean that there are higher running costs and therefore it's going to cost more to run? And as a result, if that is the case, given the uniqueness of the relationship between the Grant Council and the Mount Gambier City Council, should also the Mount Gambier City Council be putting more money into it? These are just some questions that I have. I am not very educated on the issue. I could be barking up the wrong tree, but they're questions that need to be asked.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, catching up with the team from SAPOL. Sergeant Andy Stott is on the line. Andy, g'day.
Good morning, Ewan.
Hey, Andy, lots of things to talk about. School holidays are on, and we want people to look out around schools to make sure that nothing's happening.
Yeah, who would have thought it's school holiday time again? It seems to have gone rather quickly, as has this year. But every school holidays, SAPOL sort of turns up, we turn up our attention to the schools with a view to making sure that people hanging around aren't up to any mischief.
Mm.
And it's each time we talk to the community and say, hey, if you live next door to a school or you travel past a school and you notice something that doesn't look quite right, trust your gut feeling, it probably isn't right. There might be kids hanging around that look like they're up to mischief, or adults for that matter. Give the police a call. Remember, we're a 24/7 organisation and we respond very well to a call to 131444. If you need police attendance or if you want to report a crime, and 000 if it's an emergency.
And, mate, moving on from that, Watch SA is a fantastic program which is run in conjunction with SAPOL.
Well, absolutely. It's basically a community program that is supported by SAPOL. It's about the community doing some stuff within the community to make themselves feel safe. And it's we've got a couple of groups that are in remission at the moment, and we're hoping that we can get some more interest going with them. We look forward to hearing from anybody that might have an interest in that area, and by all means give us a call at the Mount Gambier Police Station. Number is 873-510-20, and speak to us in crime prevention or community engagement, and we can talk about it further. But it's basically a program where the community needs to step up and get organised, and if we can help, then we'd love to. We have a successful program running in Kingston. We have one sort of running in Lucendale, and there is some interest around the community in relation to Watch SA groups, and if you are interested, we'd like to hear from you.
Now, Andy, we talked a little while ago about the fact that police are looking at trailers and watching for loads. That's still happening at the moment?
Absolutely, and we're finding that we're getting some results. You and our people have been looking at trailers, particularly overloaded with wood or other materials, but at this time of year it seems to be wood for fires. Very important that you don't overload your trailer, that you have a vehicle with the lights working properly, good brakes, and basically in good general condition, and we're having a look at you. So if you're not too sure, you might ask for some advice or ensure you don't overload it so you don't attract attention.
Now, mate, very quickly, Police Officer of the Year, it's something that that takes place every year, and we've had some success with it.
Yeah, Rotary Club of Unley have for some time now, in fact since 1978, awarded annually a Police Officer of the Year award, and that relates to, you know, some of our people do some really good stuff in the community, and it's about the community recognising that and saying, hey, we'll vote for you or put a nomination into that effect. And those nomination forms are available online at the SA Police website. So if anyone feels that they would like to put one of their local police officers up for some a bit of a pat on the back for some good work, then by all means go to that website, have a look, download the nomination form and get it in. It's current at the moment.
Andy, always great to catch up to talk about what's going on across the region. Thanks as always for having a chat to us.
That's my pleasure, Ewan.
Sergeant Andy Stott from SAPOL, and as I was talking about earlier, Senior Sergeant First Class Peter Brown hung up his hat, retired on Friday as the officer in charge of the Millicent Police. Big congratulations to Peter for all the work that he's done for the community, and a big congratulations from all of us here at Triple M as well. 40 years of service, and there's, as I said, a fantastic article in the pages of the Border Watch today to give you some info about it.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M.
Triple M, when we talk about the Wild Boars, the soccer team that were stuck in a cave for 17 or 18 days in Thailand, the story has unfolded. The world has been in the grip of this incredible story. And one of Channel 7's reporters, Max Fulcher, has been there watching the story unfold for at least the last couple of days. He was talking to the Night Shift last night, and here is just some of what he had to say as the last four boys and their soccer coach emerged from that cave.
Very happy. Up at the cave, there was cheers going up. There's little funny things. We're at the hospital, obviously, but all the cafes or shops along the street here have got the TVs playing and people huddled around them. And on the TVs, they're showing live shots of the cave system as best they can because the media's been kept back a fair bit. But any time anyone came out, right at the end, it was the cooks and the cleaning staff who'd been in there basically helping the operation. You need your support staff. And they all came out. They were the last to leave, and they were all coming out clapping and cheering as well. So right the way along, everyone's feeling this. And it's not just in Thailand either, mate. Look at you and me. Yeah, we're talking about this here.
Yeah.
Right around the world, everyone has felt this. This has brought the world together in a sense. You don't want to overstate it too much, but I've never seen anything like it. My social media feed is filled with not trolls anymore. Everyone's happy and supportive and wanting to pull each other close together. And it was global because the divers came from America, Great Britain, Australia. Don't forget the AFP involvement in this as well. So just a remarkable story all round, and so great that we had the ending that everybody was praying for.
Just an amazing story, and you can find out more online at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, keeping local sport alive. Of course, the sport is soccer. Regular commentator, good morning, Frank Wilcox.
Morning, Milo. How are you going?
Good. We're over the hump, pushing towards finals. Now, Bendigo Bank, SOFA, the seniors, Wanderers, Zip, lost to Portland 8. Did Portland be wrapped with a win like that, Jess Sandoz?
Oh, I reckon. Especially coming all the way up to the mound to play the game.
Yeah, well, it makes it worthwhile. Well done, Jess Sando on April, Anthony with 3 each. Now, Inter lost to Central's on forfeit, so they pick up 3 goals there, and the advantage that goes with that. Any out of the blue reason for Inter forfeiting?
No, we got a call on Friday afternoon saying they didn't have enough players, and I think there were other things on around the Riverland and the Lifesaver.
Oh, okay, there you go. Now, United 4 defeated Millicent, no score, Harley Edwards 2, and likewise Amy Brooks, so United going along nicely.
They're travelling very well indeed. And next Saturday, we've got Apollo versus United here at the Mount. Central's travel to Portland and Wanderers travel to Millicent.
Can you see anything not going to ladder order there? Maybe an upset?
The Apollo United game will be a very good game. United, but Apollo haven't played for didn't play this week, so United played. So I think that'll be the game of the round, that one.
Now, on Sunday, Limestone Coast Football Association of Waterball, NAIDOC Week, Indigenous Round, and it was an interesting game, an indicator of what's ahead, perhaps. Inter ended up drawing with the Centrals 2, Christian Seller on target with 2. Obviously a bit of by-play, friendly, of course, 7 yellow cards, Frank.
That was a very, very hard game. It was a fair game, but it was a very hard game. Inter were 2-0 up at half-time. In support of Inter, they had new tops for the Indigenous round, and they look really good, white tops with the Indigenous markings on them. Centrals just didn't give up. They came back in the second half, and they really played well. It was a very, very hard, solid match.
Now, Narracourt have had celebrations this year for 50 years, and they had a big win, defeating Portland 7-2. And a boy that's had a good season, Andrew Dement, with 5 big ones.
Yep. Oh, that would have been an awesome game. I didn't see that one. I saw the Inter-Centrals match, but I didn't see that one. But the result is just brilliant. Yep.
Now, Blue Lake, as expected, defeated Millicent 8-1. Did the margin surprise?
Margin did surprise me there because Millicent had been playing very well up until now. Unless because beginning of the school holidays, they might have been down a few on players. I don't know, but that's a surprising result. But good on Blue Lake.
Well done, Yuki Akita. Is still playing good soccer with all these other sporting interests, 3, and Bryce Strachan or Strawn with 2. Now, The boys, this Sunday, round 9, and of course it's 14 in the season, so we're creeping closer to the business end. Millicent versus Narracourt, who do you like there?
I think Narracourt might just have the edge, but it'll be a very close game.
Portland, maybe Centrals will bring them back to earth, a trip to Portland for Centrals.
Yeah, but surprisingly, Portland at home play very, very well, so that could be quite a close game.
Apollo will host Blue Lake, so this will be an indicator.
That'll be a good game. The way Blue Lake are playing at the moment, they're on fire, and Apollo haven't let their guard down anywhere, so that should be an awesome game to go and watch. Go and watch that one.
And will your mob, England, get over Croatia in that semi in the World Cup?
Fingers crossed. I'm not going to get any sleep tonight. I really can't. That's going to be a great game. The World Cup has really surpassed all expectations. This World Cup has been brilliant.
Frank Wilcox, as always, thanks for your coverage of local soccer, and we'll catch up with you next Wednesday morning.
Cheers, Marla. Thanks.